Yeah, and talking of things to do, what better thing is there to do when it's drizzly, rainy and pretty grim outside than curl up on the sofa, possibly with a huge box of chocolates and a jolly good book. This week we've got a recommendation for a good read. It has been described as The Odyssey of a Simple Man. It's the debut novel from Rachel Jones. Here to tell us more is Catherine Lana from Browsers Bookshop. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello there. Now, this does sound like a good book. Tell us more about the author. Do you know much about the debut novel?
It is. So it's her first book. All I know is she lives in Gloucestershire, which is what it says on the back of the book. And she's at work on her second novel, which is jolly good if you have read this first novel, because you can't wait.
Well, I mean, she's got some heck of a good plaudits considering it's her first book, hasn't she? Everyone's raving about it.
That's right. Lots of good recommendations on the back cover. It's been nominated in various lists. So people are saying you must read this book. And in fact, it was a friend who told me to read it. She insisted that I borrowed her copy. She was lending out this copy on a strict schedule. So if you took it, you had to read it really quickly so she could pass it on.
That's not good for someone who owns a bookshop. Everyone should be buying their own copy.
Yes, but I read it within a day and I loved it so much that I went out and bought two copies because I wanted to give it to friends.
Gosh, well, just explain the plot very briefly. Don't give anything away, but just what the kind of theme is.
Well, it's about a man called Harold Fry. He's a very simple man living a quiet life, which is full of routine. He's at home with his wife. Then one day he gets a letter in the post, and it's completely out of the blue. It's from an old work colleague, but unfortunately she's telling him she's very ill, and effectively she's saying goodbye. And it affects him quite a bit. He immediately sets down and writes a letter in response and tells his wife he's going to the postbox to send it that minute. So he goes out, goes to the postbox and thinks, well, actually, this is going to take a little bit of time. It might be a bit quicker if I went straight to the post office. They might get it there a bit quicker. So he goes, walks along to the post office. And as he's going along, he thinks, well, even that's too slow. You know, I really want to get this to her. And what's the letter? I need to do something more. And it's a conversation with a young girl in a petrol station, strangely, that makes him think, well, actually, I need to believe a little bit more. I need to believe that my friend is going to be healed. And if I just take a little time, a little effort, I'm going to walk with this letter and go and see her myself. But she actually lives the opposite end of the country. And he's got nothing with him. He hasn't even got proper walking shoes. But he just keeps walking. It just seems to be this thing that he felt so helpless at hearing this terrible news. And this was this one thing that he could do, which was to keep walking and keep believing. And his friend would be there at the end of his long journey, and he'd have done something for her. And so the story tells of this pilgrimage to see his friend. And he just has to rely on the kindness of strangers, basically, because he hasn't got anything with him. But little by little, people get to know what he's doing. So he turns into this celebrity as his walk captures the imagination of others. But it's the isolation and the simplicity of his task and his own endeavour that's really important to him. And meanwhile, back at home, his wife is coming to terms with the troubles of their past. We find out that, in fact, they've got a tragedy behind them that they've experienced as a couple. So it's really moving, it's really touching, it's quirky, makes you smile, and it also makes you feel full of hope because it celebrates goodness and kindness and resolution.
Do we like both the characters, the husband and the wife? Do we immediately engage with them, or is it part of our journey we have to get to like them?
Well, yes, it is part of our journey because we don't really understand how they behave, and in fact their behaviour towards each other is a little bit a bit stilted, a bit uncomfortable to begin with, and you think, oh dear, you know, this isn't a very good relationship. But then you find out more about them and why they're behaving in certain ways, and the misunderstandings and lack of communication and all these things that we have to cope with in life. And so there's a growth there for the reader as well. It is a really wonderful book. It's quite unusual and it's very lovely.
Does he get there in time, or shouldn't we ask that?
You can't
say that. I love that, a book like that. That you've so heartfelt on your recommendation there. That's going to make me go out and get it.
Oh, good. That's the idea.
Especially from Browsers.
Yeah, it is a fantastic book.
Just to say it again, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry, which says it all, doesn't it? And it's by Rachel Joyce.
That's right.
Fantastic.
And it is a hardback at the moment, so it's $12.99, but really, I can assure you that it's well worth the money.
Is it really? Yeah. Don't wait till the paperback.
I don't think so.
I don't like hardbacks. You read them in bed, fall asleep, and you get concussed by the cover.
Well, you won't fall asleep with this book.
Oh, it's that good? You really could. Actually, you can't put it down.
That's right. Read it in a day.
Wow, Catherine, I love that. I'm definitely in The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. Right, that's a good